All right, we're back live in the living color here at WGI 960 AM, and I'm sitting in as the co-host.
760.
What did I say, 730?
You said 960.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's why I've never won the lottery. Can't get them numbers right. But I got the host right.
Yes, you
and
do.
That's Lloyd Jackson. And yes. We're blessed to be joined by someone that I've known for many years, been in radio. QBH back to back.
Oh yes,
was his show, which was a very popular show in the day,
mm-hmm.
and of course was the host of American Black Journal on PBS for years, and vice president of Comcast, and really led to the expansion of his acquisition and his community involvement, and that is the indomitable and incomparable Gerald W. Smith.
Good morning, Reverend Sheffield and Lloyd Jackson.
Yeah, good morning, brother.
Now, I waited all these years because he did so much for me to elevate him in this genre of radio and TV. So now he is the producer of the Wake Up Call on TV and radio.
On Saturdays, yeah.
All right.
Wait. Mm-hmm? I'm sorry. I'm just jumping the gun here. But let me just say this real quick.
Yeah.
And speaking of Black Journal, we lost a mentor and a trailblazing figure in media industry, and that was Tony Brown.
Yes.
Recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to pay tribute to him as the creator of Black Journal, which was the longest running series in the history of PBS, over 40 years, starting here in Detroit and then migrating out to New York and beyond. So I just want to pay tribute to a great man, historic figure in media, and particularly as it relates to the Black community.
Sure. Well, that's what Gerald does. I mean, Gerald kind of makes certain that whatever he wants to have happen on the show happens.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And he always gives me these, you know, looks like, okay, this is what we ought to be talking about. But Gerald, tell us about our platform and what makes it different. And why I wanted to have you on so people would know that, you know, we really have this community engagement that's awesome.
Thanks, Rev. And let me just preface my remarks by saying, Lloyd, you are with talking about platitudes, right? Reverend Sheffield is more than just a minister. I mean, he is a trailblazing civil rights leader. I mean, his actions in this community, you know, obviously is worth mentioning. But it also relates to why he brought me out of my fourth retirement. and that had to do with expanding his communications platform in the formation of what's being called the Detroit Community Network, DCN, which is a medium designed to deliver local community-based news programming, which is archival programming, as well as freshly produced programming complemented by an up-to-date community calendar. So with all that being said, a part of this network that's being formulated is his wake-up call broadcast, in which I produce it, which he mentioned, which is a popular Metro Detroit weekly live program, radio program hosted by Rev Sheffield and friends, and features newsmakers, public policy figures, community change agents, and cultural entertainers that are making a difference both locally and nationally. And let me give you an example.
But by the way, can I get that copy too? Can you send that copy to me? DC and our news and our views. Go right here, Gerald.
Okay. All
you know,
right.
Gerald's going to be the best prepared. You know,
I know that. 100%. Always is.
I just want to mention, talking about preparedness, some of the folks that we've been profiled as guests on the Wake Up Call radio broadcast has been Judge Greg Mathis, the radio icon and BET host Donnie Simpson, Reverend Jamal Bryant, the native Detroiter Dr. Michael Eyre Dyson, Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. We even had the executive director, Lloyd, mm-hmm. of the NBA Foundation, Erica Swilly, on. So that gives you some idea, notwithstanding the local grassroots leadership and corporate leadership that we've been able to bring to the airwaves on the Wake Up Call.
Gerald, you know, I know you're known for strategic planning and event management. What does a successful strategy look like when you're working with community-focused organizations?
Well, it's always about doing your homework. You know, as you well know, the backstory is the story. you know, on how to formulate strategies, research, research, research. I keep telling folks all the time, I'm a prolific reader. You know, I read, just like Reverend Sheffield, we read, I don't care what it is, just to really formulate the knowledge base that gives people and myself personally the opportunity to interact with folks. You got to come prepared, as you just mentioned, and be able to listen. People don't listen today. People need to absorb what people are saying in order to formulate strategies that will enable change to happen in within ourselves as well as within the community.
Yeah, you mentioned reading, and that was something that Lloyd mentioned that he gets up well, the night before, yes. The early morning of, and that's such an important dimension. I just think it's important for people to know the tenor and tone of my show. We don't attack anyone. I've had ML Eric on.
Yeah.
I think having a form of people can hear different ideas and to take issue with issues, not pick with the personality. Can you talk, Gerald, about how deliberate we are about that and how comfortable people feel coming to our location, which we have a live breakfast, by the way?
Biscuits, grits, and salmon croquettes. If that doesn't start your morning off, Lloyd, I don't know what will.
Yeah, that'll do it.
By the way, Lloyd's agreed to come over and be on our show.
Absolutely.
We'll make him a guest host one Saturday.
Okay, let's do it.
That'll be great. You know, what separates us, I guess, from other broadcasts, notwithstanding your radio show here, Lloyd, is the fact that, you know, we bring people in, they feel comfortable. We prepare our co-hosts, notwithstanding, not to be confrontational, but to be informational. This program is all about, you know, disseminating information that people need in the community, whether it's in healthcare, you know, whether, you know, it's in education. I mean, all the genres of life, you know, this show, this program, or this broadcast, as I would like to call it, you know, gives people the opportunity to absorb information that they wouldn't ordinarily get with other mediums.
Gerald Smith, President G.W. Smith and Associates, thank you so much for being with us. We go back a long way. I know you go back
G.W.
with the Reverend as well, and it's just a pleasure to know that you're still out there doing what you do, and you do it well.
And
thank you so much.
He still cracks a whip, by
the way. Oh, I know. Yes, he does. He wants it right, and that's the way we want it, too. Thank you, Gerald.
And by the way, you'd be pleased to know Raven's shaking her head. Yes, he does.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon.
Take care now.
Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll be speaking with James White, President and CEO of the Detroit Integrated Health Network, Detroit Wayne Integrated Health Network. Also, Detroit City Councilman Denzel McCampbell and the Wayne County Treasurer, Eric Sabree, will join us as well. That's all coming up in the 8 o'clock hour on 760 WJR.